You turn. I'm not even going to mention it.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You don't. I know the exact thing you did wrong. Oh. And it's so. Anyways, let's move on. Yeah. sorry. Keep going. If you can remember.
It's what you're talking about. It's just startlingly stupid.
It's
I was
funny
a little
though.
Distracted.
It's, we've done this before though. This is a problem that we've you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's.
Should we start the show again?
let's end it forever. Okay. Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows? It's all.
Well, anyway, we're here. We're discussing a personal clash that Simon and I had.
Yeah.
Over text.
I mean, maybe we can talk about it in more general terms, so maybe people can relate to it a little more.
Sure.
Can you have a? Is there anything worse than having a, like a fueled argument over text? Because you have to balance how humongous a block of text it is, and trying to sound like you, you know, oh, this is just a text conversation, so I'm not that upset. Like, you have to balance those two things, because if you send someone a giant block of text, you look like a crazy person.
I was too busy wallowing in my despair over that text.
It's fine.
Can you rephrase that one more time?
It's difficult to have an argument with someone over text because you don't want – it looks like – insane sending someone a giant wall.
It looks
you have to balance that.
Well, there's
like,
something about
I want to get my point across and say everything. It's very difficult.
Well, you've put them in every text that a person reads is a hostage situation.
Yeah,
where they can't say anything and they must read your
and they respond to every individual.
Yeah, you're gonna read. I've tailored this just for you.
Yeah,
this is the final my final word on this sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You have to read it.
You end up having six arguments because you're making points throughout the whole thing, and then the person's making counterpoints to each one of those.
And then you text and you go,
and then you get nothing
off. That's going to make this worse.
Yeah, eventually you're just like, I don't care about this. I'm bored with this. And it's so much work. So.
Well, I don't know if I would say it's not work. Well, it is work, I suppose. But we, in some sense of the word.
Yeah, sure.
It is work. It's
what
easier.
Is work?
No, it's easier physically than having a conversation.
I don't think it
well,
is.
Well, actually, no, it's not.
I don't
not.
Think it is. It's definitely not.
That would be an interesting
it's
experiment.
Way more work. It's so annoying talking to people over text.
But nothing was resolved. And we were...
Yeah.
I didn't think you were coming back to the show.
Yeah.
I would never say you can't come back and do the show.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be my position. We started the podcast. We did the show together. You know, people don't get along all the time. It doesn't matter.
It's true.
We're trying to, I was going to say we're professionals. Clearly, that's not true.
In
some
way, we are. In our own ways.
We aspire to be professionals. We care about radio. Let's say we care about radio.
Sure.
So I would always let you come back, especially since people, you know.
It's been terrible without me, I mean.
Tension, yeah. Tension and, it makes for good radio sometimes.
Yeah.
Not today, but sometimes it does.
Not today. Sorry, it took me a second. Yeah,
but it proved my point.
Yeah.
You weren't with the bit, and so you're back.
Yeah. I tried to get. I've been trying desperately to get radio jobs.
Right. Oh, so I'm. You 30... tried everything you could to get something else, and when you get I have nothing.
Absolutely.
No, crawl
absolutely.
Back. I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that it's impossible to start a radio career in Vancouver. Right. In a getting paid to do it on a commercial radio because it's a huge market and people who are, you know, have worked their way up there. Of course, a number of my people in my class have gotten radio jobs in Vancouver. But, you know, beside the point.
Have they?
Yeah. Yeah. And they said to me, if you want to start in radio, you got to go to, you know, BF Nowhere and, you know.
I'd miss that. BF Nowhere?
You'll get it. Just think about it. And, you know, you have to start somewhere with 2,000 people, and that's how you start a career.
Oh, my God.
And I went, okay, I'm willing to do that. I'll do that. I'll go to, you know,
BF Nowhere.
Vanderhoof.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I'll go wherever I need to be. No, they don't want me. They're not interested. But
They're just trying to get rid of you.
I know.
Simon, you got to go to, you know, there's this small outpost.
Yeah.
It's like the Werner Herzog, like Alaskan tundra
documentary.
They need a board operator up there.
Oh, Happy People. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Happy Feet.
And so I don't know. The worst part is that I've sent out like 30 applications,
ooh,
and I've gotten maybe three responses.
Well, this is good
one
hearing.
Of which was, sorry, one of which was, we just don't like your, we're just not interested in your sound. We need another sound. I have expected they looked up old episodes of Vancouverite and went, no, there's no way we can.
Yeah, this is definitely not helping. None of this helps you get a normal radio job. Maybe one on Sirius or something like that.
Even that, but, like, once, I have a theory that once Howard Stern is gone, there's no satellite radio left, you know? Like, it's done.
Well, there's plenty of...
The only people...
I'm trying to come up with some sort of...
The only people who don't have any interest in Howard Stern and still have a satellite radio just had one pre-built into whatever car they bought, and they didn't have a choice in the matter. So, I don't know. I mean, I love satellite radio, but it's a niche. A small, small niche.
This is insane. If you were not funny and entertaining...
Yeah.
And interesting, you wouldn't be here because that's all you've got going for you.
Really?
You're not a likable person.
Not at all.
Clearly, you don't have good, like, interpersonal type skills. You're not a good ass kisser. Otherwise, you would probably have a job like those other people in BCIT.
Very true.
Because I've met those people. They're nice, but they're pretty dull.
Yeah, well,
so there must
be,
play
ball. Yeah.
There must be. You're just going to have to carve out your own path.
I guess so.
There has to be a place for. I mean, Howard Stern's a good example. I don't think there was. Really a place for
that's true.
Howard Stern. He you know, invented a couple things and I've been listening to some old Stern, you know. I was quite a Stern hater and in some ways maybe I still am, but
there's some
interesting stuff there. There's some interesting concepts. You have to, whether it's your cup of tea or not, there's something to be said about having a beauty contest called the Las Vegas Butterface contest that tries to find the girl with the hottest body and the ugliest
face. Worst face.
So, I mean...
There's something to be said about it.
That is creativity.
Certainly,
Maybe I'm not... Maybe this is not helping.
No, I think so. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. But, I don't know. But we'll see. I've been so heaped with disappointment at this point that I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
So you came back to the
I applied
the
at McDonald's
source.
The other day. They said no, too, so...
I don't know if you're joking or not. That's
well, I'm never going to say, so... There you go, That's how really disappointed I am, but...
Well, that is, It's a little depressing.
Yeah, but that's how I live my whole life.
I mean, on this internship, this radio depressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
On this internship, you weren't, I mean, it was like 30 minutes of music and then you talking for 30 seconds.
I was doing 3-minute bits. They were letting me do
length
bits.
Oh, you were? You got into some...
I mean, you clearly listened, so thank you. But no, you're right. It's commercial radio, so it was a lot of music, but... The station I was at was great because, which was
3 minutes is a decent,
was 91.3, and they let me do a lot of long bits. The PD said to me when I got there, he said, people can get music anywhere, you know, anywhere they want. There's so many avenues for you to get free music. Why do you need the radio? Yeah. Well, it's personality. And so I said, well, that's great. Thank you. You know, and he let me do whatever I wanted. I did a lot of weird stuff. It was great.
Well, okay. So in terms of our personal, I think that. We can't go any further into it without getting more specific.
Yeah.
So let's do that after the show or another time. Let's get into some other stuff here.
Sure.
Because this is so depressing. What's going on in the world? Surely some more...
Dead people and Pokemon Go. That's really all there is. Dead people and Pokemon Go.
Well, if I had to choose, I would say let's go!
All right. Are you playing Pokemon Go? You're a big Go fanatic?
I sure am.
You're going nuts. You're going nuts.
I'm a go-getter. I have a gold bat.
Okay.
Leveled up. All right, well, I should ask, are you playing?
I'm not playing.
You're missing out.
I really don't think
Hey, bud. How's it going? Great.
No one knows what you're doing.
We just had an exchange. Yeah. I'm talking through the window at a fan with a beautiful...
Oh, he's playing Pokemon Go. That's
You're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That's great. Hey, you want to come in here? You want to do a little interview? Real, on the street. Go let this fellow in. There's a password on the door.
Go let this fellow in.
Yeah. Simon, please?
No, let's just watch him.
Struggling together.
Come on. Open the... Just pull the handle.
It's just... it's an easy... It works like all the other ones.
I'm not getting up to let someone in, dude. You can do it.
All right. Yeah. I'll go get him.
Yeah, go get him.
All right. I'm going to go get this random person off the street.
Yeah.
And Simon's going to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I, as Alex just asked me, I don't play Pokemon Go, but I'm not a hater. A lot of people are angry about it. They're like, well, this is stupid, but I just have no real interest in it. I mean, the thing is that it's augmented reality, so, I mean, that's cool in its own right, but what I really hate about it is the stale jokes that gets old. Like, everybody has to...
You're talking about my stale jokes again?
Yes. Yes, I am. Everyone has to post a screenshot on Facebook of, you know, look, I'm at the grocery store, and Zubat's eating Lucky Charms. He's standing on the Lucky Charms box.
Isn't sure, it's a great? Little hack, but isn't it fun? Isn't there a place for that?
There are exceptions. Like, I saw... It was probably Photoshop, but I saw, you know, a dude took a screenshot of a Squirtle standing on a coffin to suggest that he was playing Pokemon Go at a funeral. I thought that was pretty funny. Who do we have in here?
Hi, I'm Derek.
Hey, Derek.
So
make
I've
sure
taken
his mic's on there, Alex.
I've taken a chance, and we've pulled somebody off the street.
Yeah, you're a Pokemon Go man, right?
Yeah, I've been in Vancouver this whole week. I'm from Squamish, so I came down here for DMA, digital media, doing graphic design stuff.
Okay.
So I've been walking around on breaks and going catching Pokemon.
Yes. What do you think? What's your analysis?
So far, I'm enjoying that. Besides all the server crashes,
is there a lot of technical problems?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Well, everyone in Canada is technically using pirated
versions
of it.
Well, I mean, you can just switch your account to US.
Right. Yeah, whispering is good in an audio format. But we can get into it. Alex, how long have you been playing it for?
I hacked into the.
Yeah,
you know, it feels
hacked the server.
There's nothing. It's like. The only thing better than playing Pokemon Go is playing it when Canada doesn't want you to be playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You go, you switch. Yeah, I go to the University of LA.
Yeah.
U of LA student apparently now. It's surprisingly easy to play when you're not supposed to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get than you think it would be.
But there's a certain camaraderie, you know, you walk around at night.
Yeah.
I was in the graveyard, the big graveyard in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
And there's a Pokestop like right in the middle. Put down some incense, some lures. There was 50 people there.
I don't know any of those, any of that means.
What is it? There's a gym and 3 incense at a park over at the clock tower.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And at 5, the last 2
there's
going to
be a school
ago.
Shooting. He's getting as many people there as possible.
Oh, my. But yeah, there's 3 people set down a lure, and there's like 50, 75 people there.
I feel like I'm sitting in a room where people are talking about wrestling or something.
Yeah.
And I'm an 80-year-old woman. You said DDT? And I'm just like, oh, dear, these kids.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, we've clearly lost our way.
I think that I've finally lost touch with both my parents' generation, the generation after me, and now finally my own generation because I'm not playing Pokemon Go. There's another fan. How you doing?
We got a lot of fans today.
Yeah,
can you imagine when September hits? We're gonna have so many people just sitting out there watching the show. It's gonna be amazing.
I finally lost touch with a generation that actually prides itself on being different. So I'm not even, I can't even be different in a way that's right, you know? But whatever. I mean, I think also part of it is that it's heavily, how old are you, Derek?
I'm 16.
Wow. Damn. So it's, there's a lot of nostalgia going on. Were you playing like a Game Boy Pokemon before this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you're a heavy
but you're
Pokemon
too young.
Fan.
You're
so
too
you're
young
big...
for the Red and Blue.
No, I played them.
You
I
played
Emerald, Red and Blue, that kind of thing.
And you're 16 now.
Yes.
You're into Pokemon then. You're a lifelong
He's
Pokemon
a Poke guy,
right?
I
haven't played Pokemon since I was 12. I'm not bashing it. Like, I'm not saying it's a kid's game or something like that, but it's, you know, but I haven't played it in 15 years?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not one for nostalgia. You know, some guys have, like, the 80s TMNT DVDs at home. They go home, watch them, and they relive the cartoon, you know, from their childhood. You know, I'm not going to be one of those guys. I just never will be. I've moved on from Pokemon.
I think we have to, I mean, sure, it's not the coolest thing.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying I'm not. It is the coolest thing. Everybody's talking about it. They did a CBC thing on it.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. What do you
every time I turn on the radio, I hear about it.
No, it's totally cool. There's no problem with it at all. I'm just, you know, expressing my further disappointment that there's another trend that I can't even fake my way through.
I like it. I like it because it's a successful remake in a way.
Okay.
I mean, I hate remakes, but they found it. I mean, this is essentially a Pokemon remake.
I don't know about that, though. It's so interesting because this is unlike any other video game in that you can't be like it's a different experience for everybody. So you can't really judge it on your experience. You can't say, well, I played it and it sucks. Because there's a guy in a province over or in a state who's having a hell of a time because, you know, that's the way it mapped itself out wherever they live, right? And it's, you know, who's playing it and blah, blah, blah. So you can't even really judge it like other art like film or even other video games, because mm-hmm. it's completely different. It's as real as reality gets in that everyone's experience is different.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we desperately need to take a break.
Nothing
here.
Nothing to add. Okay.
And I need to catch some Pokemon. So, Derek, thanks for not really adding much.
No, yeah, we got a good view on 16-year-old big Pokemon fan.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. I thought it was all 20-somethings just reliving the nostalgia factor.
You'd be surprised.
You're living proof.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cool. Get out there, man. Go catch some more. Yeah,
I will.
What's the rarest monsters? Thing you've caught? I don't know.
Currently, I caught a Jinx. Those are pretty hard to catch.
That's cool, man. Those psychic Pokemon. Is that
yeah,
a psychic
so
Pokemon?
Yeah, psychic Pokemon.
So you're with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back soon.
To some extent.
Yeah. CITR, Vancouverite.
CITR. Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad.
And you're back on Vancouverite, CITR 101.9 FM. Hello. I'm here with Simon T. Armstrong.
Esquire.
Esquire. He is back. And we had
we're better than ever.
Yeah. Oh. A rough start to this show, but
I don't think so.
We're having a I think we're in the groove now.
Sure.
And when it always takes a little time to get warmed up. I think this is usually I have found this is usually about the time.
It's funny you say that, though, in, because you went, I can't believe it's 40 after. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it must be going smoothly, you know.
Yeah. I mean, time flies when you're having awkward conversations with frenemies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what? The guys and the Eagles hate each other, don't they? You know?
It's interesting how many talented people hate each other.
Well, it's because creative differences, like, you have to have... You have a weird relationship with those people because you have to butt heads for there to be creativity in a certain way, right?
Well, especially for...
Some relationships. It's certainly in ours.
Like, for a comedic thing where we're insulting each other.
Definitely.
I was thinking about, like, all... We insult each other so much. And we make so many jokes. And we're even when we're not insulting each other, even when we're just trying to riff on stuff, it's essentially a competitive thing.
Definitely.
You want to have the funnier joke.
Yeah.
You want to have the last laugh or whatever. And all of the, you know, the laughs you get, the new listeners, the successes you have, that's the prize.
Yeah.
But the payment, I mean, you still, every insult, every lost, you know, comedic head-to-head thing, it still affects you the same way it would anybody else.
True.
We're the same as, you're stupid, you know, that lowers the friendship account.
Certainly.
Every time.
Certainly.
So,
there's a cost to it.
And it doesn't help that we never see each other outside the show.
True. Well.
Or so.
We're like Gore Vidal and William Buckley, who are two like very polar opposite political commentators who got famous because they had debates and they completely hated each other. But it got so big. It really was humongous. And it's like, I don't know. It's good to have a little rivalry. Healthy or not. I don't know.
As long as you can still...
But those guys died hating each other, so, I mean, it wasn't exactly the best thing.
Right. I mean, because Oasis, well, I'm not a huge fan of Oasis, but a lot of people love them, and they can't, you know, like, the band died.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Is that really a big loss, though?
No. Wonderwall, if only it could have died before.
Before they made Wonderwall?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers hated each other.
Did they?
Yeah, those, and they look so happy when they're dancing.
We're keeping it relevant here.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney? They'll always be. Okay. Relevant.
Yeah. You know what what's weird I've found is that there's a lot of backlash against John Lennon. Like, a lot of people I've seen top 10 lists, and I don't know if they're joking or not exactly. You never know on the internet, really, but it's like top 10 things you didn't know about John Lennon. And one of them was just talentless. But like, a lot of people are like, oh, John Lennon was really a terrible person. He was a woman beater. He hated his kids.
Sure.
He treated his kids poorly.
Yeah.
Maybe that, I don't even know if that's true, but
yeah,
it's a weird. That's, I know that's not the point you're making, but I'm just.
Well, I'm not making any point, really.
You're going through famous people who had rocky relationships.
Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. Hey, there's a big one. Dirty Dan. I feel like a lot of these are like younger actresses and older like that kind of makes sense almost.
Yes, yeah,
I'm looking
tension.
For ones.
Are you trying to say there's sexual tension between us?
I'm not saying that.
C-3PO
and R2-D2.
All right. They did famously hate each other.
Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2 in the Star Wars series, called Anthony Daniels the voice of C-3PO the rudest man I've ever met.
I feel like that fight would be severely lopsided.
I feel like there needs to be some sort of footage of them arguing in costume.
What I'd pay for that.
Oh, God. He asked Daniels several times to join him in making some potentially lucrative personal appearances. Daniels' reply, according to Baker, go away, little man.
Oh.
That's similar to things I say to you.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. I feel your pain, Kenny Baker. It's like Herzog and Kinski. One of the most famous.
That's more the examples I'm looking for here. Yeah. People that the friction is almost part of what makes the show good.
Of course, you know,
Let's have some honesty.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I went, of course, you go, I don't even want Simon anymore.
Yeah.
I'm having fun without him, which is true. I was having a good show.
For sure.
It, in some ways, a show gets better when you have total creative control because you can.
Well, because you disillusion yourself into thinking that you're actually funny.
Yeah. But then I just I listened to old episodes.
Great word. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
What?
Disillusion was completely the wrong word. I just had to say that.
It really shows how dumb I am that it sounded sweet as a ocarina whistle. It's a flute, but it's not a whistle.
Very wordy. That it's a flute. Yeah. Well, sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, but I was listening to old. You know, it's like.
Oh, you reliving the glory days.
You're crying? You hear. Those good riffing, and you go, it's just, there's no way, the delusion was not strong enough. You know, you can't, it's not going to be the same show.
Can't compare them.
You can't have when you lose one half of what made a show, it's not going to, you can't compensate for that. So if the show was going to fall apart, I wanted it to happen as the show.
Yeah, that's
true. Not because of some, or the show starts to suck.
Yeah.
Or maybe it already does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
When suck. I get bored doing the show,
yeah,
then, you know, then we can storm off or whatever.
Yeah.
But especially now, considering we both are trying to get better jobs. I mean, what else are we going to be doing Friday morning?
Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, I'm in a few comedy competitions, and they're going, I'm set, buddy.
Yeah.
To relive my Bomberoonie from last year, round two.
Bomberoonie.
August.
Oh.
I'm in round two of the Yuck Off.
Nice.
And it is a heavy lineup.
Yeah, is it?
There's a black woman, a black male.
Woo!
There is a guy with cerebral in a wheelchair. I'm on a diversity night, apparently.
Wow.
And I'm the straight white receding hairline, hateable dude for the night.
Well, you tried anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm already condolences to you.
Yeah.
There's
no way.
Don't even go.
I'm winning that. Some of the most likable.
And you're not funny, so.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
No, what? You made it the second round last year?
Yeah.
You'll make it through. Are you working on your material?
I'm working hard. I've got some new. Hey, here, let's get into some current stuff.
Okay. Let's just throw that story away and
you bring
right
up.
On.
No, this ties into my comedy.
Okay.
Let's say you brought up that terrorist attack in Nice.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that ever happen at like a gun rally?
Why?
Wouldn't that be great? The truck's coming and there's some. Oh
God. This is so painful.
Some NRA guys. You're Allahu Akbar barking up the wrong tree.
I gotta hold on to this desk. What's happening? No.
I hope you've jihad yourself a good time.
This we can recreate the comedy club here. Here we go. Ready?
Is that a tumbleweed? No, my roommate and I were doing some riffing last night.
Were you?
Yeah. The terrorist attack. No, I do have some new zingers. I'm in the finals of the Emerald.
Some new zingers.
Yeah. Some Emerald comedy.
Okay.
And I was in Laughlines competition last night.
Yeah.
And I had an interesting moment with my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Because she was in the audience and the show was a tough one. The mood was not. She may allegedly have taken a picture of the stage and put it on Instagram, tagged the club, and gone, "This is the worst MC I've ever seen in my life."
Woo!
And the manager started like commenting on it immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
You can't say anything that's now so and not think that the worst possible person to see it will see it immediately. Wow. That is the world we're living in.
Wow.
I made her. This is how she went and she showed me, and I was like, "You can't do that. You don't know who that MC is. That like you must delete that immediately."
Honey, listen,
hilarious, but
really funny.
Love,
but
and within the 10 minutes that it was up, before ugly, I dude. Smashed discard on her, it had been seen by. So, but here's the cool
ladies and gentlemen,
thing.
We have an opening in the
conversation. Here's the cool thing. And
oh yikes!
Yeah, but I think he kind of liked it.
Really?
I think the manager kind of enjoyed the. I think he maybe agreed a little bit.
Really?
And I actually kind of felt bad for censoring her. I got to be honest. After I was like, you know what? You should be allowed to hate. I shouldn't be trying to make you into someone else if you have the need. And it, you know what? Doesn't reflect on me. I mean.
Well, yes.
I mean,
it does.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
People. Yeah, it does.
But you know.
But at the same time, I felt a little bad about it. I felt like, you know what? I shouldn't have. I would have rather taken the consequences of it, and it sounded like the manager didn't care. as opposed to censoring my girlfriend?
God, I don't know. That. I don't know.
But it was a tough quandary.
I would have reacted the same way as you. Like, yeah. Listen, I'm in a competition here. Like, yeah. What? But that's hilarious, though. Like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't even know. She probably wasn't even trying to be funny. She's just like, this sucks. This
well,
is...
here's the thing. It wasn't just an MC. The MC was the guy that, like, is one of the – he happens to be, like, makes the major decisions at one of the clubs in Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's like... not just – like, you never know. That's the entertainment industry. Yeah, you don't know. It's you don't go to a radio industry party. Well, you're not invited. But if you were, went, you don't go. Oh, look at that fat, stupid. You know, yeah. It's someone's girlfriend, or you can never make fun of anybody really in an entertainment industry.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And that guy found out that my girlfriend. You think that's going to influence who he books next for the fast track? Of course it is. Yeah. It doesn't matter that I'm not the one that said it.
No, definitely not. You brought this person, though, and, you know, you're responsible for that.
Yeah.
It's like if you like, hey, you tell your family, listen, I'm in a comedy competition. You got to come by and you know, laugh and vote for me. And they're being really obnoxious. You automatically feel responsible, you know.
Yeah, you are responsible. You are responsible.
You definitely are. You're responsible for whoever you choose to bring with you. That's the truth. But whatever, you know, I mean, it didn't affect you at all, did it?
Well, we find it's a weird system because they haven't announced the winners yet.
Okay.
They're announcing that today. So.
Okay. Cool.
So far I've been doing well in every competition. Maybe I got through in this one too. We'll have to wait, I guess.
See. When's the next round for the Yuckoff? August 2nd.
That's August, I think, 25th or 28th.
Wow, that's far down the
line. I know, it's so long. Yeah. So long, but. But it was cool last night because, like, my set went so well. The manager came up to me after the set. He was like, I'm giving you a guest spot tomorrow. I'm at Laugh Lines tonight.
Well,
if anyone wants to come see me, I'm doing guest spot. And then after, he came out and he's like, hey, are you the person that put that to my girlfriend, like, to put that message on? But then I was like, oh, yeah, I made her delete it. And he was like, why? No, I loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he had a little spunk.
Whew,
maybe it's because he's on the same team as me in Pokemon. We're both Team Red.
Okay.
We kind of have a little camaraderie there. Team Valor.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Team Valor, baby. Well, apparently it's the dude bro team, but that's beside the point. We've already talked about Pokemon Go.
Yeah, wait, why is it the dude bro?
I don't know. I don't like the people that are anti-dude bro. Is it so bad being a dude bro? Hey, I say dude and bro to my buds.
Is that the only qualification for a dude bro?
There might be some...
There's some other shady stuff that goes on, I think, involving pills and drinks. But
okay. I'm all the good stuff.
You're all the good stuff without the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. They're not really a dude, bro. You're really, 50% in on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, what else, what other competitions? So there's the Yuckoff, and then what was the...
Emerald.
Emerald.
Yep.
And?
I'll keep it. I want to hear more about, in the break, I'll update this as we get closer to the dates. But I want to hear more about, you saw a controversial movie...
Well, I tried to see it.
Ghostbusters. Ooh, I feel like we're burying the lead. Let's hear.
I wanted to go see Ghostbusters because I wanted something to talk about. It's so relevant. I never would have seen it if I wasn't doing the show, I'll be honest, but whatever. So I went to go see it.
You're putting in work.
I went to go see it at Metrotown, and for some reason, I don't know, when did it come out? It was like 2 weeks ago, right? Or a week ago? For some reason, the only tickets they were selling were the super tickets, which are $40 and come with a digital download of the movie.
Yeah.
And I had a moment where I was like, am I going to spend $40 on Ghostbusters? And I said, no, I couldn't do it. But
the only way you could see it?
They were only selling super tickets. I don't know why. Because
how much of a ripoff is the theme of, this is Huey Lewis in the news, I want a new drug?
Oh my God, turn it up.
What
this
a rip!
The exact same.
Yeah.
But on another note, I did see a man being arrested in the theater lobby.
That's worth $40.
Yeah,
like I didn't a have digital to, copy
didn't have
of
to
that.
Pay it, so it's fine.
Details.
Well, he was just a dude in a muscle shirt.
A dude, bro.
Maybe he had his pants unfortunately pulled down at his ankles, maybe in a scuffle with the police. But the worst part of it was the hordes of small children who were also there, probably to see Secret Life of Pets or something, and were staring at him and pointing, and while his face was smushed into the cold linoleum.
Yeah, he's the mean chihuahua.
Yeah. I think everyone was more watching the cops than him, just, you know,
I like
to see if they would.
We all love an arrest. I feel like whenever I'm seeing an arrest, I'm there too late. I always see the guy handcuffed, beside the car. Yeah. He's calmed down. I don't want to see that. I want to see the event.
You want to see the crime.
Yeah, it's like showing up at a movie and it's the credits.
Local man Alex Biron was a witness. Yeah,
Ghostbusters?
I didn't see it. This is what the point is.
Well, you didn't see it.
Because it was $40. I'm not going to see it. I went to HMV instead to buy a movie that cost the same as a normal ticket.
I thought when you said I tried to see it, you were like, I tried to see it. It was unwatchable.
Mm, yeah. No.
Well, it's. So you think you're going to see it? Or?
Yeah, I'll go see it. Definitely. But not for $40. What is a super ticket?
This is their new theaters are losing money. Not enough people are seeing movies. True, so they go, okay, maybe we'll have this super duper ticket where you pay $40, you get the movie and a digital copy. I feel like this is completely backwards. You don't try to sell movies to people that have just seen the movie. That is the last person. You want the people that have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
Or who it's like a famous movie that they saw 10 years ago. Those are the two types of people that buy movies. People that have not seen the movie and people that love the movie. Not people that are about to spend money on seeing the movie.
Make it a deal, too. It's like, what, $12 for a movie ticket?
Yeah.
And then it's $30 for the movie. It's the same price, you know?
That's nonsense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So, no, I didn't see it. But whatever. Are you going to see it?
No.
No.
But it has a pretty good Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it just looks...
It looks bad.
I don't like a movie that's unsightly. I don't like when the CGI is horrendous. But an image they released of another remake, It.
Yeah.
Which I have some very strong feelings about. Because I feel like...
What do you feel like?
I mean, everybody likes to talk about movies. Movies are the way we present our subconscious, our, you know, the zeitgeist. You watch a movie, you're seeing society reflected back at you.
Whoa.
In a way. Man. And... When you see problems in movies, things that you don't like, things that are not, you know, you always take offense to it in a way. You go, they don't get it. They don't understand.
Yeah.
You get all riled up about it. I mean, that's part of what's cool about movies. And I think horror, when people screw up horror movies, it's especially offensive because horror is such a deep-seated, like, lizard brain thing for human beings, right? Mm-hmm. When people don't understand what's scary, it really feels like they don't understand you. Am I making sense here?
Definitely.
Okay, so the original It and horror movies in general, some of the best horror movies, I feel like it's all about what they don't show you, right? In a way, like it's about triggering having enough there that it triggers your own imagination, so you make yourself really scared. Yeah. And then once they put you in that terror zone, you almost create it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Then they might hit you with some jump scares, or you know, you get what you paid for.
Yeah.
So and it did that. And
yeah,
here's what I'm getting into. Sorry, I know I'm talking a lot, but the new poster for it has this crazy makeup job where they're trying to make him look all scary, and there's like a zigzag of makeup. And this goes back to something you said when you were talking about the original pictures they released for the new Joker, the Jared Leto Joker for Suicide Squad, where you said, because the Joker is supposed to be criminally insane. That's what he's got going for him. He's completely unhinged. And that he had damaged tattooed on him. Yeah. Somebody that's damaged does not get damage tattooed on them because they think they're sane.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And somebody that's scary, truly scary, does not have scary makeup. He has every day slightly off makeup.
Yeah.
You know, so he can lure you. It is a child killer.
Yes.
He's supposed to be luring children to come.
The thing about It, too, though, is that clown was scary. And you're right. He had like normal clown creepiness to him. But he would also transform where he would grow fangs when he was about to eat a kid. And that also was terrifying. But you didn't see that all the time. You just saw regular Tim Curry teeth, you know?
Well, at its heart, it's about how clowns are scary. And when you see a clown and when you're a kid, you go,
well,
that clown is scary, and you feel like, oh, he probably has fangs underneath.
I think that movie is the reason why everyone's scared of clowns.
Okay.
And I also think that movie is actually more just about fear in general, because he changes. The monster isn't actually a clown. It's a giant space being. That movie sucks, by the way. It's stupid. But the clown is scary. In that movie, he also changes into a werewolf, changes into the girl's dead father. You know, he changes into a severed head.
Right.
You know, but it's actually just a giant space spider that feeds on fear.
Right.
I mean, I'll be honest. Like, it's stupid that they're remaking it, and it's annoying. But that movie, it was a made-for-TV movie. It's not actually an enjoyable experience to sit there. Have you watched it recently?
Yeah, I think, like, the first scenes is good, and then it really stinks.
But it's scary. There are moments where I'm like, oh, God, yeah. Like, you know.
Well, you were scared of the shower because of it.
Definitely. Every time I'd use the toilet, I had to pull back the shower curtain, you know, when I'm sitting on it because, you know, you might come out of the drain.
Well, I don't know. What's your worst fear in life?
Heights.
Ironic.
Ironically, yeah. Actual heights, yeah, for sure. I would say so.
Well, we've got something in common because that's definitely my fear too.
I'm horrible with heights.
Yeah, and breakups.
Breakups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heartache.
Well, I have another theory about a remake, and I'm going to call this right now, okay? And if I'm wrong about this, I'll never mention it again, but if I'm right, I'm going to gloat about it forever.
Okay, let's hear it.
They're going to remake Weird Science, but it's going to be two smart girls and a guy. They're going to make a guy.
Oh. Yeah, I think somebody's listening to the radio right now going...
Which is funny.
Donnie? Donnie, yeah. Can you put Karen on the phone?
Well, this is... Which is backwards.
You just save someone's job.
Yeah. Well, good for him or her, whatever. Which is backwards because...
It's sexist that I assumed it was a guy that's making the decisions.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I'm so sorry.
You should go and watch the original Weird Science because even though on the surface that movie looks like really sexist and awful, it's about these two nerds who make their fantasy woman. Yeah. But it turns out that their fantasy woman is actually a powerful, smart, you know... taking command type of woman.
Yeah.
Who's also very attractive. I mean, yeah, okay. Right. But her personality is what,
yeah,
you know.
So remaking it, flipping it, almost destroys the entire purpose
thing.
Of,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Sexism is built into that to make a comment about.
But it's that type of shallowness that I think really, you know,
yeah, totally.
Will prevail. There's maybe not. Maybe they'll make it good.
I mean, I had a moment last night where I was looking at the movies because I bought a Scene Visa card.
Okay.
And this is really, I mean, this shows how dumb I am. They go, hey, because I'm in so much debt. I got a credit card. It's maxed out. I know I don't need another credit card.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I need. And they call me and they go, hey, Mr. Biron, would you like a new, I don't know what accent this is.
But just keep doing it. It's all good.
Sounds like a spice trader from a Disney movie. That Aladdin steals the watermelon from.
Street rat.
Yeah. Cut your hand off. We can offer you a new credit card. Uh-huh. Like, oh, that's the last. There's nothing that you can say. I'm hanging up. Four free movies. I'm listening.
Go on.
Four free movies got me to sign up for a $8,000 increase credit. But now I've got the movies and I don't know what 8, to see.
Woo!
But four free large. Movies.
Wow.
And you can use like AVX. I'll be in debt for life, but you can get the D-Box.
Yeah.
I think you have to pay maybe a little extra for that. But
yeah, D-Box is $30.
Oh.
And it's stupid.
Imagine a super D-Box.
What would that be?
That'd be like $100.
You have VR headset.
No, I mean with the digital copy too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
I would like to, I'd like to say that there's nothing to see. I looked at the Scotiabank. That's the big downtown theater.
True.
What they're playing. They've got... Finding Dory, which I saw, and I mean, there's always a Pixar movie, so I feel like that doesn't even really count.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they've got
The Shallows with Blake Lively, which I saw.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was really bad. But what was more awful about it was that it could have been good. Like they were making a shark movie, which is cool, and it wasn't like a Sharknado dumbness. It was just an actual shark, you know, and a woman surfer, which
the
is
Christopher
awesome.
Nolan of shark movies.
Right.
A dark and gritty shark movie.
That's what I was hoping for. Like something weird where like the locals are bringing, you know, tourists to this cove to feed the shark or something weird like that. No, it was just stupid.
Right.
And Blake Lively's not a good actress, so it kind of ruined it for me. But whatever. It was more disappointing was not the fact that the movie was bad. It was just that it could have been good.
All right. Fair enough. Legend of Tarzan?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I can miss that, I think. In Independence Day Resurgence, that's like a certified stinker.
I couldn't be less interested.
Ghostbusters, which I've already said I don't want to see. And Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, wow. That,
which is... this
you're a dude bro, though. You should be into that, man.
Yeah. I think maybe this is a test. I can go see, and if I can relate to this,
yeah, that's
I'll walk
a good call.
Out with some new friends.
I
and
think that's a good idea.
Hard partying brothers, Mike and Dave.
Okay.
This is... It's like, oh, it's so hard for us to find dates. Sexiest men alive, 2014 and 15. Like, I don't understand. They get it so backwards. They cast nerdy guys Thank as you. Hot guys.
Yeah.
And hot guys as nerdy guys.
Thank you. Yeah.
There's no risks ever taken. We need to balance it out at mwah.
You need a schlub. You need two schlubs in there. Like yes. complete gross
we
weirdos.
Need us. Well, we're available.
Yeah, that's true.
Jake Szymanski, director of Mike and Dave Need Wedding. Alex and Simon.
Yeah.
I'm need going to Gavin night. Clarkson's wedding.
Are you?
Wow. In August.
We all know Gavin.
Yeah.
On the show.
Gavin Clarkson, baby. I went out shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I had a complete nervous breakdown panic attack because I realized I had nothing to wear to a wedding.
Okay.
Went to Banana Republic. Really great place.
Is it?
Great sales.
Never walked into one of those.
Yeah. It's good. I mean this not as an insult.
Yeah.
This is an insult. I don't mean this as an insult, but maybe it is an insult. Is there a store for short people the same as there is one for tall people? Or is that just child section?
That's Gap Kids. Okay. If you,
because I know Prince shopped at like kid stores.
Well, I mean, yeah, Prince probably got his clothes tailored for him.
Yeah.
If you notice, all my pants are rolled up.
I thought that was a see, I like that.
Yeah. It just so happens that that's a style too.
Yeah, thank
but
God.
I'm just doing it because I have to.
Why can't this be a style? Why can't the receding hairline be a style? I could work that in.
I think it is. Yeah, it is a style.
Not for dude bros, though. You need a good head of hair for a
aged
dude bro.
I have a terrible body shape, too, because I have weird shoulders that are wide, and then I'm also 5'5", so I buy shirts that fit me, except they're too tight around the chest, and then my pants don't fit me. Either.
Well, you're a wife beater kind of guy. You need to embrace the wife beater because then your shoulders can just go horizontally on a journey.
No, there's no way.
That's not going to happen?
No.
Wife beater?
No. It accentuate my beer gut too much.
Right. Well, you could stop drinking. I couldn't even say that.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
So how's the drinking? Because you used
great.
To...
Yeah, it's going great.
It's going great.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
It's my tolerance is beyond anything that I thought it would be. I mean, at this point, you're just... tasting beer to taste it. There's no, it's like when people smoke cigarettes for 5 years and they're not even getting anything off of them anymore. They're just smoking cigarettes because they have to. That's what it's like with beer for me. Anything really that's alcohol related.
But I quit coffee and I'm on the tea.
I'm on the tea.
I realized because green tea wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But English breakfast.
Oh, black tea. Yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I love it.
It'll get you crazy.
I just almost dropped an F-bomb there. And speaking of which, swearing, I realized I swear in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I offend myself.
To you?
I'm all about, to you? I'm all about free speech.
Okay.
But I draw the line at what I said to the bus driver in my head on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
She was this, well, you know what? It doesn't matter because it was all in my head. There were some C-bombs dropped.
Oh, yeah.
There was some...
If there's ever
there was no... bombs. All the bombs. The bay doors were open.
If there's ever thought police, I'm going away for 10 life sentences. That's it. Like, some of the evil...
Oh, I wish... See, this is where we need to be on serious because we could really... I cannot say some of the stuff that I've thought about.
No.
Do you ever think about something that's actually, like, really bad and illegal? Just to be like, I wonder what that would feel like.
Definitely.
Yeah. I've done it all. I've done it all.
I bet everybody has, though. People who are like, oh, I don't even
if you haven't,
think
that's
that.
Almost weird.
I don't even think things like that. God, shut up. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
What else is going on?
I don't know, man. You tell me. What, that truck in France,
yeah.
they're calling it a terrorist attack, but they actually don't. I was reading the Globe and Mail, right, about it.
Mm-hmm.
They at the top of it, they say, terrorist truck attacks and kills 84 people. But then also in the article, they say, no claim of responsibility, no clarity on the attacker's motive.
Right.
So I don't know what to, like.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
What other reason is ludicrous enough for people to be that? They've got bombs in the back.
Are you saying that nobody's ever...
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, they just really hated Ghostbusters.
Well, okay. Here's the reason. Because in the last Paris attacks, the Italians have a bunch of extremists in jail. And when those Paris attacks happened, they were cheering and celebrating. And when this happened, they were monitoring them, and they weren't doing anything. But I mean, I don't know. Like, you're right. It's like, what else could the reason be? It's just interesting that immediately media is painting it as something, when actually they say in the same article, no motive. I'm just saying, like, by logically, you're right. Yeah. You're completely right. But
okay, well,
what, you know, where are the facts?
What really shocks me is how. Okay, that's a big thing. This is like, I've done that in GTA and being like, this is brutal. I gotta stop doing this.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This, I can't. This is hard to watch. All these screaming people. That guy did that in real life. He's on a injuring countless people. Kills 80. Could have killed way more. There's explosives in the truck and whatnot. I feel like whatnot was not a good way to.
And whatnot?
Not a lot of gravitas. But I was on the SkyTrain last night. I'm bringing this up. It had just happened. Everyone's like, yeah, that's bad. Another one, huh? And then seamlessly move on to. Anyway, how was that MC?
Yeah, well, you know.
We're completely used to it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean. This is what happens with everything, though, is people, you know, there's a big news story and then there's another one and people just move on. And people almost like reference the last one and then they go, "What? I barely remember that one. What was that again? I'm focusing on this new one that happened for 2 days. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Everything moves quickly.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what, a situation like that, terrorism, is so far removed from like what I do that I don't what is my life? My life is riffing on Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It almost seems pointless for me to even talk about terrorism. This is my human race. You know, it makes me sad that this stuff is happening. But I mean there's nothing I can do at all. It's just,
it affects people who, like, for example, it's Pemberton this weekend, right? Yes. Starting yesterday.
Speaking of which, just a quick jump in here on the Pemberton.
Yeah.
Guess who dropped in?
I heard about this.
Maria Bamford.
Maria Bamford.
Yeah. How did you hear about that?
I have, you know, like Stuart and people on Facebook.
Yeah, guess who decided to leave Seven Dining Lounge?
Sweet boy.
A little early. There is.
Oh, God.
Okay. And I know everyone's excited to get back to the terrorism. But I believe there was plenty of terror.
Yeah.
Maria Bamford, one of my favorite comics, huge comic.
Yes, you are a big fan of her.
Seven Dining Lounge, open mic. Now, countless Wednesdays have I stayed at Seven Dining Lounge all night.
Maybe someone will drop in.
All night. Nothing. Waiting to go up. I've spent a good chunk of my life there.
Yeah.
This was the one Wednesday where they decided to go, you know, we'll do you a favor, we'll put you on first.
Mm-hmm.
You can go bullet tonight. I went, fine, thank God I'm gonna get in. Do a set, bomb, get out.
Yeah.
And everything happened. And then Maria Bamford came in and did an extended set.
She did 45 minutes.
Hung out with the comics.
Yeah.
Took some pictures.
Oh, God.
Roman Mancini, previous co-host.
Yep.
Was at Chords. She dropped in at Chords. He went to Seven. She dropped in at Seven. He's friends with Maria Bamford now.
They're best friends. She gave him VIPs to Pemberton.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she was here, right? I mean, maybe
Pemberton. But anyway, Pemberton. Yeah. How does that tie into the?
I don't know. ISIS? I mean, I was just trying to segue, but I was just going to say that if you're in charge of security at any event where there's people, this affects you. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
And
sure.
You got to. You know, everybody's got to be at least a little bit worried about what can happen when there's.
There was not even just. Just in terms of threats, this isn't terrorism, but 10 blocks away from where my girlfriend lives a week ago, this woman just wakes up in the middle of the night and there's just a man standing in her room.
No, nothing.
Which, that is worse fear.
Yeah.
How many times have you woken up in the night and go, oh, and seen a shadow?
Yeah.
Imagine a dude. And you rub your eyes and go, oh, my eyes are playing tricks on me. Nope.
That's a real man.
And then he got into bed with her.
No.
Yeah. Just snuck in. Dun, 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 dun. Just got in under
you
the sheets.
Smooth jazz music was playing with his tippy toes.
I mean, and she managed to fight him off. This is...
Wow, holy.
Yeah.
No, not interested. That's terrible. No, that's I don't even want to think about that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to be back to wrap up this show. We've had quite a time.
Hell of a time.
And stay tuned for Dave Radio with Radio Dave. The great program that comes on after us here on CATR.
I love Radio Dave. And
why don't people understand my intention?
It's not.
help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're back with Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong.
Welcome back.
Vancouver, right? My co-host finally back from his...
sojourn.
I love that word.
My exile.
I'm not 100% sure that you used it properly because I don't know what it means.
Well, let's Google it. Let's see if I used it properly or not.
Sojourn?
Yeah, S-O...
Esoteric. That's a good one.
Okay.
I don't know what that means either.
S-O-J-O-U-R-N.
Sojourn. He's sojourn right now. A temporary stay. Yep. Correct.
Here we go.
Good on you, buddy. We were talking about the power of the imagination to swear angrily at bus drivers.
That's true.
Who, and I mean, also on this note.
The bus is hellish.
Why must we keep to the schedule? There's nobody at the stop. There's nobody getting on. I mean, there's very clear reasons why they have to keep to the schedule. But emotionally, it's not a blast.
I saw a man have a panic attack on the bus coming here this morning.
Sure, it wasn't a mirror.
Well, no, I'm sure it was in many ways. But no, he was a real man. And
got it, yep.
He was mumbling to himself. He went,
no, we might have been on the same bus.
It's like driving cattle in here. We're all pent up. It's like cattle. Ah! And he like immediately rang the bell and had to get off.
There's only the two of you on the bus.
Yeah, well.
It just drives me insane.
It was an awful bus ride, though. Like, it was stinky.
I hate the bus.
And hot. My glasses were fogging up. It was gross.
No amount of Zen wisdom or training will get you through a bus drive. I guarantee you take any spiritual teacher, Eckhart Tolle on the 99B line, that dude's breaking.
I hate it when people go, you know, nobody even looks at each other on the bus. They're all on their phones or, you know, plugged in, or they're reading a book or something. And it's like, yeah, what else are you supposed to do on the bus? Do you really want to sit there and look around without anything to do? No, you want to take your attention away from the fact that you're on a bus.
Such a beautiful, these smelly dreadlocks.
Hey, I want your ticket. Oh my God.
Hey, can I get a ride? Can I get a bus ride? Hey,
listen, I'm just going three blocks. Like, you mind if I just don't pay? He stays on for, you know, the whole ride.
His life.
Yeah. I'm moving in here. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. How are we? Yeah. We're clunkily segueing into something.
Yeah, I was talking about the imagination. We don't need it anymore, though.
No.
Because VR has progressed.
It's here. The future is here.
To the point where, and I don't know if they've solved the motion sickness aspect of it. Because I feel like it's going to make me pretty sick.
Yeah. Do 3D movies make you sick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Then probably you're screwed.
Damn it.
You have to just try it. You'll have to just try it out.
Just try it.
I don't know why I put that affectation on it. But everyone has a VR. There's, I think, Steam has a VR, Android, Valve. That is Steam.
I like that pop.
I'm trying to think here. I'm having a...
It was like a Valve opening. That would move
our Oculus Rift was the one that everybody was talking about a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know how far they are because, they're like $500 and it's not
it's not that much for virtual reality.
It's not also not it's really virtual reality. It's like just video game graphics on your eyeballs. It's not like
it's
you put them on and now I'm in.
You got a new pair of glasses.
Yes, I
do. And you were telling me that glasses are pretty expensive. $700.
$700.
VR, $500. Oh. It's cheaper to leave this world than see it clearly.
Wow. I could, for less money, I could blurrily see computer graphics.
Or, for free, you could access every episode of Vancouverite on iTunes.
How do I do that?
You just go to iTunes.
What?
Follow us on Facebook.
Can I leave like ratings and reviews?
You can review us.
I'm going to do that right now.
You can befriend us.
Befriend us.
We're not famous enough that we have like a separate...
Or at all, really. Yeah. I mean, what are you...
We're not on the spectrum.
Just stop at famous,
I'm on some spectrums, but not the... not the famous... So go on Vancouverite.
Yeah.
Befriend us. We've got a live show coming up.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did you know that?
I did. I heard about that.
September 30th. I was saying the wrong date. Okay. I think it's going to be the 25th. Anyway, the date's far enough that you don't have to mark it down. But late September, we are going to...
Listen, there's going to be a lot of tickets on the day, so yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be... No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Can you imagine this? We can have these personal...
Yeah.
Arguments
that nobody has any idea what we're talking about.
It's going to be amazing.
Just, yeah.
Everybody there is going to be there for Rape is Real and Everywhere.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
And we're the opening. So they, what? We're here for touching
yeah.
personal stories. You're bald. You're dumb. It's short idiot.
I know. You really picked a winner
yeah.
to go along with
Well,
us,
I had
man.
To go, okay, we can have something that fits Ugh. And have nobody there.
Yeah.
Or we can have a packed crowd of people that hate us. And
yeah,
I'm used to
you
that.
You picked the wrong one.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
That's where I do
I'm
best.
I'm not, Alex.
I'm comfortable
okay?
in my element.
I'm not.
No, I was at the Rickshaw Theater, and yeah. that crowd, it was a warm crowd.
Okay.
Think about it. Somebody that's there that's ready to laugh at rape jokes,
yeah.
At least they have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're not going to go, nah, we're not ready for that. We're expecting this. If they're ready for that, they're ready for anything.
True.
They're not going to be, so at least we can push envelopes, because we're... So controversial.
We're so edgy, man. We're edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever tried VR at all? Or no?
No, I want to. I love the idea of like a horror VR.
Yeah.
Because
that's cool.
I don't know if you've seen the new Resident Evil or
Death Stranding.
Outlast 2.
No.
Oh man. I mean, horror games, it's gonna be amazing. I love this. This is my dream. This is what I want to happen. I want a haunted house.
Okay.
That's like a rooms and stairs and what have you. Like it's a
rooms and stairs.
It's a tangible building, yeah. Even a wall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That you can walk through.
Yeah.
And it's all mapped out to the VR game. So you put on these headsets and you're in some like haunted house or something, but you're playing with your friends too.
Yeah.
So I get to go there with my friends and we're walking around like a haunted.
Yeah.
Like that sounds amazing.
And your friends can have whatever skins they want. Like you could be with a Teletubby and a dinosaur or something.
Yeah.
And
oh, I don't know why you would. That would probably take you out of the experience a little bit.
No.
Of the haunted house. No. But or like shooters where you're running around and.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Shooters. I don't know though. Shooter. You should watch anybody should watch YouTube. Has a bunch of VR games.
Oh, I thought you were just going to leave it at that.
Yeah,
you should watch YouTube.
Listen, check out YouTube. It's really cool. A lot of interesting stuff
on
there.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. But yeah, they have people put up videos of them playing these games, and I'm horrified just watching them. I can't deal with that. I'm a baby when it comes to horror.
And in all ways.
That's true. But much like the rest of my life, when it comes to horror games, I'm a baby.
Are you still dating that lass?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go in the distance.
You bet it is. Anything else to add?
Nope. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's nice.
You're like, damn.
This is just real me asking you questions. Haven't seen you in a long time.
What? 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is the new, he's back.
The new
so
old.
Far, so good. New yeah. boss, same as the old, no, old boss, same as the old boss.
You got it.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
What song is that from?
No idea.
The Who.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. That's a band.
Yeah, that's a band.
Yeah.
I don't. What song
new
is
boss,
it from?
Same as
you don't know
the
what song it's from either.
No, it's the
you just
it's
know
that,
the lyrics.
The Who, new boss,
it's The Who.
Same.
You know,
you know
it's that
Who song.
Song.
Won't Get Fooled Again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a good one. That was an important song.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that one. I was around for The Who. Let's get back into The Who, guys.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah. You think they were just like trying to think of a... Oh, I had a real stinker. I'm not
yeah,
going to
yeah,
deliver
on.
This.
Let's hear it.
They were trying to come up with a band name, and there's like, who are we going to call? That's it.
Well, no, isn't it a joke about like... I'm sure everybody knows this, but I just want to clarify.
I don't.
It's a joke about when you tell someone, oh, the blah, blah, blah is playing tonight, and someone goes, the who?
Oh.
You know, like,
right.
They're not known or whatever.
Oh.
The who?
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like our
only
show.
News to you, I think.
Vancouver, right?
Yeah. Except our name is bad. That's the difference.
You don't
Theirs
think it's quite as iconic as The Who?
I don't think it rolls off the tongue as well, no.
Ah, damn it. I tried so hard. I think
although
we
won best name.
I think
so.
we need a new direction.
Okay.
By the way, when you say new direction, you know you're also saying new direction? Wow. That's okay. A little...
nice, I didn't know that.
It's a pickup artist trick.
Really?
You say new direction. Hey, dude, let's take this date in a new direction.
Speaking of...
That's a dude bro trick.
Speaking of pickup artists...
Sure.
I saw...
Still hateable.
They're back in the news. Okay. Jan, who we interviewed...
I thought he was died.
He was back in the news, and because this girl who has to walk,
too bad.
This woman who has to walk down Granville every day.
I thought
day
he was the
work,
guy in that woman's room at night.
He probably was. It, you know,
silhouette of a bun. And
she heard the Power Rangers theme song on his phone and freaked out. The there's a story in the news about this girl who has to walk up and down Granville, or this woman, sorry, has to walk up and down Granville every day. And so she's constantly being berated by the same pickup artist. And she's like, You pulled the same line on me yesterday, dude. You don't remember me? And he's like, I guess I'm not that, like, trying to, like, work it, you know, like, as they do.
Yeah,
like,
that's just a, you know, an, like, objection. Oh, you got to keep going.
Yeah, and what she did is she just started taking pictures of him and just insulting him online. But it was one of Jan's, what do you call him, like, lackeys?
Disciples.
Disciples, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you should listen, the listener, should listen to our... interview with Jan. I don't know.
It was on Vanity Buzz, right?
No, they passed on that.
Oh,
if you don't remember,
damn it.
You had another disappointment.
Oh man!
But it's a good interview. Whatever, I stand by that interview.
I last night at the comedy competition, I was talking about, like, people that have to go first in comedy competitions.
Yeah.
I was like, it really sucks to have to go first because you have to make an impression on the audience who's voting for you. Audience vote. And then they have to see 12 other comedians.
That's tough.
Which is like a 12-course meal.
That's tough.
And at the end of a 12-course peel.
Peel.
I didn't flub on stage. At the end of a 12-course meal, people don't go, I really love the bread, you know, from the beginning of the meal.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I said that, and then I was talking about, I was just like doing general, I was like, and there's always the person, like as a joke, there's always the person that tries too hard, like they wear a stupid costume or something. And then I got off stage, and the next person was this Japanese girl, and she wore a kimono.
No.
And she's like, oh, hello. I was like, no.
Are you saying that a kimono is a stupid costume?
That's very insensitive. Yeah, I was insensitive. Yeah. I'd like to apologize.
You should.
For insulting your family.
You doing crowd work? More crowd work?
Crowd work, baby.
You're good at crowd work. And I think that last year's in the Yuck Off, you were doing horrible, and then you just started doing crowd work and making fun of yourself, and you brought it back.
Bringing it back, baby.
Are you doing more of that or what?
We're trying a little. Yeah. I got heckled last night.
Okay.
I was talking about mental illness.
Yeah.
And some woman was like, oh, I'm going to heckle this mentally ill fool.
Yeah. Well, and, as you do.
It always sucks when the heckle completely works.
Oh, God.
You know,
that's ruthless. Yeah.
You get, there's this romantic concept that, like, oh, I love it. I was a comedian and they heckle, you put them down.
Oh,
well, I bet you've got the cabbage. Everyone goes, oh,
whoa.
He thought of that on the spot.
Yeah.
They leave with their tail between their legs and then you seamlessly go back into their act. More often than not, you say something back, it gets a chuckle, and then they completely throw you off your rhythm and your next punchline doesn't work. And then there's no repercussions. They don't get thrown out because the bar needs money. And
can you say the line? Or no?
Oh.
Or she was just saying, shut up.
Well, they never...
mental illness is serious.
Yeah, well, I was setting up and I was like, I have a mental illness. She's like, which one?
Oh, God.
And
yeah, okay.
And then I was like doing a sarcastic thing. I was like, oh, no, feel free to interrupt and say whatever you want in the middle of the comedy contest.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone's going to laugh at that because that's not really what I mean. Everyone's like, oh, he's giving her permission. Okay.
Oh, okay,
like,
go ahead. Yeah.
Everyone just thought I was like, I'm inviting it. Yeah, so.
Your sarcasm is too real.
Yeah, we got a phone call coming in. Woo! Right at the end of the show, you're on the radio. What's up? Hello.
Hold on, I gotta pull over.
Turn your radio down, bud.
Pull over, don't die.
Well, thanks for telling me not to die.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, listen, guys. Thanks to you, I started to listen to CITR back again.
Oh, yeah?
All right, buddy. Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Well, Hearts for Claws, I used to have a show there, which I enjoyed for 16 years.
Wow.
Everything comes to the end, right? So,
yeah.
But anyway, it is a blast, you know? So thanks so much, because, you know, I've had so many, I'm not going to even mention it, so many bad things on this radio, but finally it's something that actually it's listenable. It's just doesn't insult my intelligence, you know, if I have any at all.
Well, we certainly don't, so it's a compliment.
Well, you know, welcome to the club, you know.
Oh, yeah.
anyway, guys, you are every Friday then, right?
Every Friday at 10.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, good thing I turn it on.
Yeah, what are you doing? Listening at home, or you're in your car?
I'm in a car right now.
Yeah,
that's how I make a living. So,
that's awesome.
The best place to listen to music and listen to radio. So
yeah, absolutely.
And you know, car radio doesn't lie. So.
Well, we lie all the time.
Yeah, we actually lie constantly. So
yeah, I know. This is like you say, you know, this 12 course dinner, and then the bread is the best. So there you go.
Oh, you like the bread? Yeah, in a way, the bread is, you dip it in oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
Well, it happens all the time. That's the life. That's the story of life, you know. 12 course dinner, and then on the very end, you know, the bread was the best.
Right. Well, I think it's really the.
I don't know where I was going with this one, but I like that line anyway, so it just makes no sense anyway.
Well, come check me out. Sorry, what was your name again? I missed it.
Hans. That's not my real name, but it sounds good.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Hans.
This guy's a little unhinged, but that's fine. We are too.
Come
check out a show. Call back.
You know, I'm too old to get drunk outside anymore. You know, I stick to this.
Well, you can have a coffee if you want. I mean, nobody's forcing you.
You know, I listen to you. I'll find you out, all right.
Hey, how about you call back? Nice. Give us a call next week. We'd love to hear you again and see if you've stuck with us.
Why would you like to do that?
Because it's always nice to get a phone call. It's reassuring. We have no way of knowing who's listening here, so we're riffing and running.
There used to be a show on Thursday's morning. Our great friend Andy and who used to have a show as well on CITR. He went to UK, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's in Germany. And you know, for lack of callers, I start calling him in the morning after my show at midnight. And then I ended up being like the only caller for a while. I said that this is kind of annoying and I'm becoming a nuisance.
Yeah.
So it's just like two guys. One is talking to each other and on the radio, and it makes no sense. But, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
So is that what you want me to do? Just three of us will be talking every Friday?
Well, no, we get other people calling in sometimes, but you're a genuine, I mean, you're not plugging something. You pulled over.
I'm plugging myself all my life.
Right, but you're not using your real name, so you know.
Oh, no.
So there's a couple reasons for it.
It's a melody of the name, and nobody likes my real name anyway. So
let's have it. I want your real name, Hans. What's your lay it on me? I want the genuine article.
Well, you know, you gotta guess first.
All right.
Why do you get my accent?
Your accent is Simon. You want to take a stab at this? You know, I have no idea.
No.
It's a.
You gotta have some idea. Well, you gotta try it at least.
Okay. You gotta try it at least. You're Mexican. from Europe. Eastern Europe.
That wasn't hard. Okay, you got two more questions. Two more tries.
Russia.
Oh God! Please don't say it again.
Oh God! Who's the guy? Who's
am I close?
Well, I think I
American.
I gave you a hint here.
Okay.
Go for it.
Did he hang up on us? Is that the hint?
No, I didn't know. I'm just...
What's your hint?
What's the hint?
I gave you a hint.
Okay. German.
No, right in between the Russia and Germany. So how is your geography?
Okay, not good, but...
Ukraine.
No, obviously not good because you just should say it right away.
Between Germany and Russia.
Well, let's make it Soviet Union because this country where I'm from doesn't border with Russia anymore.
Okay.
Well, how long have you been in Canada for?
Well, way too long.
Way too long? Why do you say that?
I love it. No. There were moments that I thought I'm too long, but you know, there was a one moment in my life, maybe that was 15 years ago, and I said, you know, I'm gonna swear it. Holy fuck, this is good. I just think that
okay. Thanks for swearing. That's okay. You're from Slovakia, Poland.
No, Poland. Okay, I'm just gonna cut the bleeding now. Poland.
Poland, all right. That's...
No, I'm gonna abuse you anymore, so it's all good.
Well, we love the Poles.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Maybe you're the only one.
We hate the Poles, but we love Hans.
That's better.
You'd think that somebody from Poland wouldn't choose a German name.
Well, that's the whole irony of it.
Yeah,
we're getting deep into the psyche.
Well, you know, I'm the only one who doesn't recognize any enemies, so I don't live with the past. You know?
Oh, well, I'm Swiss, So we'll get along famously.
Hans sounds like a hitman. Like you've escaped some kind of.
He says he drives. He's
he doesn't want to use his real name.
Yeah,
he's from Poland, but really
My
Russia.
God. Is there any good about that guy? Huh?
I don't know. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Well.
Well, thanks for calling in, Hans.
I hope your hit goes well.
Yep.
You hope for what?
I hope your next
contract
goes well. Don't drop the briefcase and stay tuned next week, I guess. I'd love to hear from you again.
As long as you mean it, that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
bud.
Cheers, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later, bud.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's about a time. Always nice to hear from the fans. I you know, this really shows that if you don't try, you get what you want. Because what do we do every week? We give out the phone number. We don't get a lot of calls. Today, didn't mention it once. Somebody called in. Thanks for listening. I've been Alex Biron.
I'm Simon Armstrong.
You're listening to Vancouver Right on 101.9 FM, unceded Musqueam territory.
All right.